This is the podcast for the Hedging Page on eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Hedging, or being cautious, is an important component of academic style. This podcast explains what hedging is, then looks at different ways to hedge, namely using introductory verbs, modal verbs, adverbs, adjectives, nouns, and some other ways such as adverbs of frequency and introductory phrases. On the website, you can also find an example passage so that you can see each type of hedging in an authentic text, as well as a checklist for you to check your understanding. So first, what is hedging? Hedging, also called caution or cautious language or tentative language or vague language, is a way of softening the language by making the claims or conclusions less absolute. It is especially common in the sciences, for example when giving a hypothesis or presenting results, though it's also used in other disciplines to avoid presenting conclusions or ideas as facts, and to distance the writer from the claims being made. The following is a short extract from an authentic academic text, with the hedging stressed. Although duration of smoking is important when considering risk, it is highly correlated with age, which itself is a risk factor, so separating their effects can be difficult. However, large studies tend to show a relation between duration and risk. Because light smoking seems to have dramatic effects on cardiovascular disease, shorter duration might also be associated with a higher than expected risk. Hedges can be contrasted with boosters, such as will, or definitely, or always, which allow writers to express their certainty. These are less commonly used in academic writing, though tend to be overused by learners of academic English in place of more cautious language. Next, let's look at ways to hedge, beginning with introductory verbs. There are various introductory verbs which allow the writer to express caution rather than certainty in their writing. The following is a list of some of the most common ones. Some of these are linked to cautious nouns, adverbs or adjectives, in which case these are also given. Tend to, which is linked to the noun tendency. Assume, which is linked to the noun assumption. Indicate, which is linked to the noun indication. Estimate, which is linked to the noun estimate. Seem to, which is linked to the adverb seemingly. Appear to be, which is linked to the adverb apparently. Doubt, which is linked to the adjective doubtful. Believe, suggest, and think. Next, there are modal verbs. Another way of being cautious is to use the modal verbs expressing uncertainty in place of stronger, more certain modals such as will or would. The following are modals which express uncertainty: may, might, can, and could. Next, adverbs. There are many adverbs which can be used to express caution. Some of these are associated with cautious adjectives or nouns, in which case these are also given. The adverbs can be divided into two types: modal adverbs, which are related to the possibility of something happening, and adverbs of frequency, which give information on how often something happens. Probably, which is linked to the adjective probable and the noun probability. Possibly, which is linked to the adjective possible and the noun possibility. Seemingly, linked to the verb seem to. Apparently, linked to the verb appear to be. Arguably, perhaps, maybe, presumably, and conceivably. Next, adjectives. The following adjectives can be used to express caution. Again, some of these are associated with other word forms, in which case these are also given. Probable, linked to the adverb probably and the noun probability. Possible, linked to the adverb possibly and the noun possibility. Likely, linked to the noun likelihood. Doubtful, linked to the verb doubt. Unlikely and uncertain. Next, nouns. The following nouns can be used to express caution. Some of these are associated with other word forms, in which case these are also given. Probability, linked to the adverb probably and the adjective probable. Possibility, linked to the adverb possibly and the adjective possible. Likelihood, linked to the adjective likely. Assumption, linked to the verb assume. Tendency, linked to the verb tend to. Indication, linked to the verb indicate. Estimate, linked to the verb estimate. Evidence, trend, and claim. Finally, other phrases. There are three other ways to express caution. The first is to use words or phrases to show frequency, degree, quantity, and time. These are sometimes, often, generally, usually, commonly, frequently, occasionally, in general, as a rule, approximately, roughly, about, reasonably, somehow, and somewhat. The second way is to use introductory phrases, such as the following. It is generally agreed that, in our opinion, in our view, it is our view that, we feel that, we believe that, I believe that, to our knowledge, one would expect that. The final way is to use if clauses, if true, if anything. For more information on this topic, please visit the website eapfoundation.com/writing/skills/hedging.